They got a fireplace and all, but they've mostly it's got a little bit modern, redecorated and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the container that you plant some kind of flower in and keep in the house?
Well, a vase is a type that you can put it in. And, you know, and keep them where you put water in them.
Oh, but when you have cut flowers, it's
yeah,
a vase.
Yes, ma'am.
And what if you have some planted? What do you call it?
If it's planted, I'd call it a pot plant or just a pot.
Okay. What are the eating utensils that you set each place with when you're setting a supper table? If you'd, what do you call those?
Silverware.
Okay. What name the different pieces that you would use?
Okay, a knife, a fork, a spoon, and I believe that's about all I would use.
Okay. And if you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak
sauce or tenderizer?
No, the utensil you would use.
Oh, the knife.
Okay, if you had more than one person to serve, you would need what? Four?
I don't know.
I don't think you understood me. If you had served steak, so you've already set the table with a knife, fork,
mm-hmm.
and spoon. And if you had served steak and the steak wasn't very tender, for everybody who you had served, you might have had to put some steak, what?
Steak knives?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. I just use a knife. I don't think I would call it a steak knife. If I put a knife down, I think I'd use it for all purposes.
Mm-hmm, but, you know, the steak knives usually have an extra cutting edge that
yeah.
help you on the less tender meat.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
If the dishes are all dirty and you say, it's almost supper time and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes, I must...
wash the dishes.
Okay. After she washes the dishes, then she does what to them in clear water?
Rinses them.
Okay. And a cloth for something for removing food that sticks to the plates is called what? What do you call the cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. And what do you call it for drying dishes?
Dry rag, I guess. That's what I always heard it called. Just a
dry rag?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
Bath cloth.
Okay. After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Don't believe I understood. You talking about water? What you turn
mm-hmm.
on?
Yeah, what do you call the thing that you turn on for the water to run through?
Oh, the nozzle, I guess you could say. A spout, spigot. I've heard them all used.
Okay, spigot. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any difference in what you would call the thing at the sink and what you would call an outside place to get water?